Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2185, recorded on Thursday, the 25th of August, 2022. And your readers today on part one are myself, Don Cleaver.
And Alison Applin.
You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765365 with your views, news and comments. We love to hear from listeners. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, several letters and messages to the newspaper, information desk and three features. You'll be familiar with the many contributions that Keith Skipper makes to the evening news and to Let's Talk. He appears in all the features this week. He wrote one himself, but in addition, there was a special long article about Keith, and we will bring you all of it in two sections. But to begin with, here is Alison Applin to produce the first set of news stories.
Two topics featured strongly in the news this week and on the letters pages. The first was inconsiderate parking. Cars blocking pavements make life particularly difficult for the blind, and a new scheme called Operation Chatty aims to catch people who are parking illegally and obstructing footpaths. The second subject was Norwich City, both on and off the pitch. On Friday the 19th, they won their second consecutive championship match, and Josh Sargent scored both goals. Meanwhile, the American investor Mark Attanasio looks closer to joining the board of directors. Letters have now been sent to all the club's shareholders giving an idea of what Mr. Attanasio's involvement could mean. Don will start with news of Operation Chatty.
Neighbours are being asked to snitch on drivers who park inconsiderately in a new police crackdown. The new scheme, called Operation Chatty, aims to catch people parking illegally by obstructing footpaths, with a trial having launched in the north of Norwich. While the scheme has the support of anti-car campaigners, others have questioned the use of resources. One Norwich dad has spent years campaigning for the police to do something about inconsiderate drivers obstructing footpaths. Liam Calvert, a member of Car Free Norwich, said he started a three-year crusade after finding it difficult to push a pushchair down city streets. Mr. Calvert said after researching the issue, he found the police have a responsibility if the pavement was obstructed. Anyone caught causing dangerous obstruction could be issued a fixed penalty notice for £90. Andy Simmons, chairman of the Suffolk Police Federation, raised concerns about what it means for police resources. He said, "In the grand scheme of things, police have probably got more important things to get on with rather than reviewing the pictures of a pavement."
Goals from in-form striker Josh Sargent took Norwich City to a 2-0 championship win over Millwall at Carrow Road. Dean Smith's side had the best of the first half, chances for Sargent and Kieran Dowell going by the wayside before the break. Former Norwich transfer target Benny Kafobe had the clearest opening for the visitors, but his flicked header looped over from Murray Wallace's cross. It didn't take long for the opening goal in the second half, Sargent smashing home in the 50th minute after Daniel Sinani's clever ball through. The American then found the back of the net for the third time this week, 26 minutes later, calmly passing into the far corner after Dowell sent him clean through on goal. The result means City climbed to fifth in the championship table, having registered two home wins in just 4 days. Next in the league, they face a trip to Sunderland, managed by ex-Norwich boss Alex Neil.
Norwich City are on the verge of history as they look to appoint an overseas director for the first time. Mark Attanasio, an American businessman and principal owner of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team, is the man poised to join the board of directors, which has, over the years, been firmly made up of local interests. The club have called a general meeting for their shareholders to vote on a resolution to appoint Atanasio as a new director. And exclusively reported by the Pinkan back in May, Atanasio has been in advanced negotiations over the purchase of Michael Folger's 15.9% minority stake, with an agreement seemingly being reached to get on the shares of the Canaries' deputy club chairman. Atanasio, along with a seven-strong delegation of close associates, including his two sons, were in attendance at Carrow Road for the club's annual Premier League game of the season against Tottenham Hotspur, also visiting other sites, including their Colney training ground and the Continuity Sports Foundation's The Nest. Atanasio is reportedly worth $700 million and has owned the Brewers since 2004. He would become the first person since the Turners to acquire a significant new shareholding in the club and sixth member of the club's board.
Letters have dropped on the doormats of shareholders as Norwich City begin to outline what Mark Atanasio's role at the club could look like. It includes four resolutions: the creation of C preference shares with a nominal value up to £10 million that expires on the 31st of December 2022. Essentially, a three-month investment window for Atanasio to utilise unless that deadline is renewed, varied or revoked. The second gives directors the power to allot equity securities, potentially converting those shares into equity in the future if the first resolution is passed. The third is for the draft articles of association attached to the letter to be implemented, and the final resolution is to appoint Mr. Atanasio onto the board of directors pending EFL approval. There remain questions around what the overall scale of Atanasio's involvement in City would be if ratified, namely the scale of his shareholding and how many of the C preference shares he elects to purchase. At this stage, those details haven't been published or made public.